This is the program for Wednesday, January 6th.
It's Tom Morgan coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Does it still make sense to buy shares of stock for a gift? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. You know, years ago, people bought a few shares of stock and gave them as gifts to grandkids. Do people still do this? Not very many. No, it's just not very practical to do. Still, it's a good idea in another form. You can invest as little as $250 in some mutual funds. And those funds own lots of stocks in lots of companies. If you invested $250 this year in a mutual fund for a youngster and did the same for the next 10 years or more, you would be doing the youngster a financial favor. And that's because if history repeats, such an investment will probably average 8 to 10% a year over the years. And when you compound your gift over 20, 30, 40 years, it can grow to an amount that is big enough to really surprise you. So individual stocks for a youngster, a few shares of Apple, it's not too practical. However, $250 or more in a mutual fund for a youngster makes a lot of sense. More after this, we pause. If you have $100,000, $200, $500, $1 million, $2 million in stocks and bonds, mutual funds, managed money, send for Tom's questionnaire and find out whether those investments are doing the job they should be for you. Cost you nothing. Call 1-866-225-4334. Ask for Tom's questionnaire. 1-866-225-4334. Or do the questionnaire online confidentially at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again with a couple of painful jokes. I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. Two penguins walked into a bar, which is stupid because the second one should have seen it after the first one walked into it. What do you call a magic dog? Labracadabrador. This is Tom as in Morgan.